Radio Prague News.
The government has committed to a minimum 6% pay rise for teachers. Czech theologian and philosopher Tomáš Halík has received an honorary degree from Oxford. And organizers have confirmed that the Dalai Lama will take part in Forum 2000 this year. The country's teachers should see a pay rise next year of at least 6%, with the possibility of going as high as 8%, while other state sector employees' pay could also go up. The news was confirmed via Twitter by Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka. In his tweet, the Prime Minister stated that teachers and education were a priority for the government. The cabinet on Wednesday discussed the state budget proposal being prepared by Finance Minister Andrej Babiš. Besides education, the government is putting special emphasis on the health sector and science. The draft budget, as outlined, is counting on a deficit of 60 billion crowns next year. Regarding teachers' pay, the teachers themselves had been pushing for a rise of at least 10%. Czech theologian and philosopher Tomáš Halík on Wednesday received an honorary doctorate from Oxford University from Lord Chris Patten. Halík is only the fourth Czech to be given the honor after Czechoslovakia's first president, T.G. Masaryk, in 1927, later Edvard Beneš, and then Václav Havel in 1990. Culture Minister Daniel Herman, who was present at the ceremony, called it an extraordinary event. Other recipients this year included the American economist and Nobel Prize winner Paul Krugman. Tibetan spiritual leader the Dalai Lama will travel to the Czech Republic to take part in this year's Forum 2000, a conference founded 20 years ago this year by the Czech Republic's first president, Václav Havel. During his life, Mr. Havel counted the Dalai Lama as a close personal friend. According to organizers, the spiritual leader, who is 80, will give a public talk on October the 19th. Diaries until now unknown, which were kept by playwright and dissident Václav Havel when he was imprisoned by the communist regime in 1977, will be published this year by the Václav Havel Library in Prague on the occasion of what would have been Mr. Havel's 80th birthday. The entries were written over a period of several months in what has been described as one of the most dramatic periods of his life, when Mr. Havel was jailed following the release of the Charter 77 Manifesto. The document was initially signed by more than 200 people, motivated in part by the arrest in the previous year of band members from the Plastic People of the Universe. The unknown writings were only uncovered recently. In other news, Czech-born novelist Milan Kundera's second book, Life is Elsewhere, has been published for the first time in the Czech Republic. The news was confirmed by Jana Uhdejová of Atlantis Publishers in Brno for the Czech news agency. Life is Elsewhere came out in Czech only once before in Canada in 1979. It was put out by 68 publishers, founded and run by Josef Škvorecký and Zdena Salivarová. Kundera has written in French since the 1990s. His last novel that was written in Czech was Immortality. A survey by the Technical Administration of Roadways of the capital of Prague suggests that an average of 75,000 vehicles pass through the city's Blanka Tunnel daily. The most heavily used section of three is the Brusnica Tunnel. Traffic above ground has reportedly improved on major streets in parts of Prague 7, but worsened elsewhere, namely in areas in Davice. Routes leading from Vítězné Náměstí have become clogged at peak hours. The Blanka Tunnel complex was opened last September after several years in delay. The project cost the city more than 40 billion crowns. Prague's High Court has sentenced defendants Tomáš Kopecký and Michal Poláček to 6 years and 9 months in prison for a racially motivated attack against Romanis, which took place back in 2012. The duo targeted a boarding house in Ash in the west of the country, throwing Molotov cocktails into two apartments. The attack was qualified as attempted murder. There were 18 people in the building at that time, 8 of them children. However, no one was hurt in the incident. You'll find more news at radio.cz, but that's it from us for now.
You are listening to Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio, with me, Ruth Franková. Coming up in today's program, Czechs are divided over whether Britain should stay in the European Union. Czech footballers are packing their bags after a hugely disappointing European Championship in France. And later on in the program, we look at the economic and political impact that Brexit would have on the Czech Republic. All that coming up, so please stay with us. Wednesday is the last day of campaigning in the British referendum over whether to remain or quit the European Union, the so-called Brexit option. The vote is being closely followed in the Czech Republic, with emotions high among local backers of both the Remain and Leave camps. They perhaps agree on one thing, that the vote will be decisive for the future of Czechs as well. Chris Johnston has more.
A large red double-decker bus, one of the symbols of Britishness, was parked for most of Wednesday outside Czech Radio's Prague headquarters, offering tea to passers-by. And for 2 hours in the radio building, a lively public debate on the British referendum was staged by the Current Affairs channel Plus. The British vote is being given a lot of coverage in the Czech Republic. Public broadcaster Czech Television's Rolling News Channel will devote a special programme from 5 in the morning Friday to the emerging results. Wednesday's radio debate made at least one thing clear. The Remain camp is guaranteed the support of at least one celebrity Czech living in Britain who has the right to vote, architect Eva Jiříčná. She gave this message during the debate.
I do not see any reason why Britain should leave the EU. I do not see any of the reasons that have been advanced for leaving as valid or which would win my support. I believe that when something doesn't work, then people should try and fix it. Otherwise, it's like someone deserting from the army and blaming it all on the European Union.
Many of the estimated 40,000 Czechs working, living or studying in Britain will not have the right to vote, although they are clearly in the front line if the Leave vote triumphs in a very close contest. But the impact will be clearly felt in the Czech Republic. Member of the European Parliament for the Eurosceptic Party of Free Citizens, Petr Mach, is hoping for a Leave vote, which could provide inspiration for Czechs as well.
Já si myslím, že je to svátek demokracie a nepochybně to ovlivní i Českou republiku. A pro nás je to tak, že...
I think this vote is a celebration of democracy and it will undoubtedly influence the Czech Republic. If the vote is against leaving the European Union, then the EU will continue as before with its condescending rulings and with us being outvoted on immigrant quotas and more regulations. On the other hand, it could get a shock and will be forced to rethink how it functions. I hope the British will show that they are independent. It will not be the end of the world, and they'll be able to trade without succumbing to the strictest rules.
A že to není konec světa, že můžeme dál obchodovat, aniž bychom museli podléhat té nejpřísnější regulaci.
Sharing the radio panel, fellow MEP for the Top 09 party and former Minister of Justice, Jiří Pospíšil, warned that Czechs could lose a partner and supporter on many European questions.
My ztratíme v případě odchodu Velké Británie klíčového spojence v Evropské unii, protože...
In the case that Britain leaves, we in the Czech Republic will lose a key ally in the European Union. Britain, with its rational Anglo-Saxon stance, very often at the European Council when prime ministers and ministers are negotiating, has the same position as the Czech Republic.
Třeba na evropských radách, na jednání ministrů a premiérů, měla podobný postoj jako Česká republika.
MEP for the Top 09 party and former Minister of Justice Jiří Pospíšil, ending that report by Chris Johnston. The Czech Republic's footballers have been packing their bags after a hugely disappointing European Championship in France. Pavel Vrba's men exited the competition on Tuesday night following a 2-0 defeat to Turkey, which left them with just 1 point from 3 group games. Where did it all go wrong for the Czechs at the Euros? And what does the future hold for the team's manager? Ian Willoughby put those questions to soccer journalist Michal Petrák on the line from France.
Generally speaking, I think the players or the team approached the games with lack of confidence. That was their biggest problem, I think. Certainly, the squad isn't world class. There aren't many players who play in top clubs, except for Tomáš Rosický and Petr Čech. But I think they just approached the games against Spain or against Croatia with the mindset. There are players who play for Real Madrid, Barcelona, and that they are almost unplayable. I think this was the biggest problem. They lacked confidence and they haven't really shown what their potential is. If you compare it to the qualifying stage, to the games against the Netherlands, for example, they haven't really reached their potential on the Euros.
How much does the manager, Pavel Vrba, take responsibility for those problems that you're talking about? Wasn't it up to him to instill some confidence in the team and give them better tactics, perhaps?
I think he has big part to be blamed for setting this mentality in the team, for instilling these thoughts, like that the players they are facing are too good or that they are very difficult to play against. I was really close to the team. I was at the training sessions. I saw the games. And I just haven't seen courage in the playing style or in the players. And I think this is what the manager has to instill into them, courage.
But isn't that argument that the players from Spain or from Croatia are simply better, doesn't that argument fall down when you consider that they played Turkey? If they had won against Turkey last night, they would still have a chance of qualifying.
Yeah, they would tell you that even the players from Turkey are better, which they possibly are. But they should have won yesterday against Turkey. They started well. They had some chances, but they didn't convert them. And as time went on and as they conceded, which also is a big problem, they conceded in all 25 Vrba's games but one. That was a big problem too, that Vrba hasn't really coped with the porousness of his defense.
And do you think Vrba should go?
Well, I don't know. I don't know now. I know he's a good coach. He's shown it in Plzeň, but I think he just hasn't... He himself was a novice at such stage as at the Euros. And I think he just hasn't been able to prepare himself and prepare the team for the tournament. But the fact that he is a good coach, it's something that is permanent. He hasn't lost his quality overnight. I think if he is able to look at the mirror and think about the things that went wrong, if he doesn't look for problems where they aren't and finds the problems where they were, like if he doesn't blame the media or something, which might be the case, I'm afraid. If he's able of some retrospective, then I think he should stay.
Soccer journalist Michal Petrák talking there to Ian Willoughby. Just a reminder that you are listening to Radio Prague, the international service of Czech Radio. Now, on the occasion of its 80th birthday, Radio Prague is announcing a competition for listeners and website visitors. The main prize is a four-day stay in Prague for two, with accommodation and transport costs covered. Write and tell us what you think Radio Prague will be reporting on in 80 years' time. A jury made up of Radio Prague representatives will select the most original answer. The main prize is a four-day stay in Prague for two at Savoy Hotel in the city centre. The cost of plane tickets will be covered. 12 others will get runner-up prizes. Please send your entries to Radio Prague, Vinohradská 12, 120 99, Prague 2, Czech Republic, or by email to cr@radio.cz. They should reach us by the 15th of July 2016. The results of the competition will be posted on Radio Prague's webpage on the 31st of August 2016. And now in the final part of our programme, it's time for another edition of Marketplace brought to you by Chris Johnston.
The British vote on whether to stay or leave the UK takes place Thursday, with most recent polls suggesting a very close race indeed. And it's no exaggeration to say that the British vote is being followed with trepidation across the rest of Europe, including Prague, with the economic and political repercussions likely to be substantial. When the former Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher started swinging her handbag and demanding her money back, that is the British contributions to the then European community, she was often reminded that the trading and political bloc was much more than just states calculating the flows of money they put in and got out of Brussels. And it's with regard to that broader picture that most other EU countries are now anxiously looking at the economic, not to say political, impact of a possible British vote to withdraw from the partnership. Britain is, of course, a net contributor to the EU budget, but it's about a lot more than just that. And Prague has been vocal in its protestations that it would like Britain to stay in the club of 28 countries. The British Treasury, the local name for the Finance Ministry, has already put out its analysis of what Brexit would mean for the local economy, and it does not make pretty reading. The baseline scenario is that leaving the EU would mean a massive shock to the economy and would probably spark an economic recession. Within 2 years, it's reckoned that gross domestic product would shrink by 3.6%. Around 500,000 people would be added to the ranks of the unemployed, the British pound would slump in value, and inflation would take off. That's the optimistic picture. The Treasury has also put together a darker scenario where GDP contracts by 6% and 800,000 jobs are lost. It warns that it would probably take around 15 years for the full effects of withdrawal from the EU to become clear and Britain's trade and economic relations with Europe and the rest of the world to be clarified. The Treasury analysis pinpoints a number of key sectors where the impact of Brexit could be greatest. These include aviation, where British Airlines benefit from the rights to fly anywhere else in the EU and similar market opening deals that Brussels has negotiated with third countries. The same holds goods for the shipping sector. And there's the automobile sector. Britain is the fourth biggest car producer in the EU and heavily reliant on parts supply chain spread across the continent, including the Czech Republic. 4 out of 5 British-made cars are exported to the rest of the EU. And there is, of course, the massive financial services sector. The Treasury study sees a knock-on effect from a Brexit vote of European GDP dropping by around 1% in the short term over 2 years, as Europe's second biggest economy slips into that recession. Victor Zeisel is an economist at Komerční banka and, along with colleagues, has put together a study of the likely effects of Brexit on the Czech economy. He first outlined what the immediate impact of a vote to leave would be on shares and foreign exchange markets.
If the UK citizens voted for Brexit, then the impact would be direct on FX markets and also the equities markets. We expect that both euro against dollar and the British pound against dollar would depreciate immediately, and obviously in the case of sterling the depreciation would be more pronounced. The equities would probably slump as well. Yeah, the Czech equities would be affected as well. They would probably go with the wave with the equities abroad. For the Czech koruna, we do not expect that the reaction would be exaggerated. We expect that the Czech koruna could, in an extreme case, move to 27, 25, where we see quite big resistance levels.
Longer term, the impact of Brexit on the Czech economy is mostly indirect. The likely British recession would have a bigger impact on economies like Germany, but that in turn would have a knock-on effect on the Czech Republic. Direct two-way trade between the Czech Republic and Britain is relatively small. Only around 5.4% of Czech exports currently head towards Britain, according to figures from the Czech Statistical Office. To put that into context, that's around the same proportion as for France, or around a third of exports to Russia and a fifth of those to China. In the first quarter of this year, the exports to Britain counted for around 4.9% of Czech gross domestic product. Victor Zeisel.
In the long term, we also see these effects. SG economists expect the slowdown of the UK growth by half to 1% and slowdown in the euro area between 0.15 or 0.25%. Although these figures are not very high, the effect should be persistent for 10 years. As the Czech Republic is a small open economy and its growth is highly dependent on the euro area and Germany in particular, this slowdown would affect also the Czech economic performance.
Mr. Zeisel says the Czech economy would in particular be hit because the auto manufacturing and parts production sector represents such a significant part of manufacturing in the country. The Economist again.
The car sector creates a large part of the Czech industry and it is very much export-oriented. Thus, we believe it in the long term it would be hard. Yet, given what I said before, the effects would be of limited magnitude, although they would be a long term. So what we expect is a decrease for the demand for imports in the UK, which would also consist for demand for cars and thus even for the Czech production. Although, as I said, the magnitude is limited, although it would be for a very long time.
Of course, Brexit or not is a much broader issue than that and goes to the very heart of the direction that the European Union will take in the next decades, or even if it will survive at all. There appears to be two camps of opinion about what could happen. One sees a British exit sparking similar moves to leave the EU from other countries, perhaps the Netherlands or Sweden. With Britain detached, another scenario sees a core of EU countries, with Germany at the centre, pushing ahead much faster with political and economic union. Of course, there could be a mixture of both forces, with each acting on the other. In any case, that would probably represent a delicate situation for the Czech Republic, which still has not even adopted the single currency euro, and whose population is often described as fairly eurosceptic and disenchanted with a lot of the initiatives coming out of Brussels. Czech economists and politicians are agreed that Brexit would leave the EU more than ever dominated by Berlin, with or without a supporting act from Paris. And they fear that many market-opening moves within the EU and in relations with the rest of the world might suffer as a result if Britain is not around to back those moves or resist the tide in the opposing direction. Victor Zeisel again.
Obviously, the negotiations about the transatlantic trade treaty would be impacted, but it is very difficult to predict what will happen. Although if there is another pressure for European disintegration, it would certainly be very bad news for the Czech economy, as it really benefits from the common European market.
Although a lot of what Brexit means for Britain and the rest of Europe is still up in the air, there seems to be one thing that's fairly certain. At around 4 a.m. on Friday morning, the outcome of the vote should be fairly clear. If Britain votes to remain in, the concessions that Prime Minister David Cameron won from other EU states will have to be implemented rapidly, but there are likely to be signs of relief in all other European capitals.
And that edition of Marketplace by Chris Johnston brings us to the end of today's programme here on Radio Prague. If you have any comments about today's programme, then please send them to us. You can contact us by email at english@radio.cz or on Facebook and Twitter. We'll be glad to hear from you. But that's all for now from me, Ruth Frankova. Thank you very much for joining us, and goodbye.